We continue in this type of gospel passage where you have Jesus in, a nice word would be dialogue, with the Judeans, those of Judah, the scribes, the Pharisees. This dialogue back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's interesting because if this is simply an argument between men, then we can say that Jesus is a very good arguer. But what we recognize, what we see in this argument is man arguing with God, man arguing with the truth. As I tried to wrap my mind around that, seeing someone standing before the truth, whatever you want to say, a mathematical formula, you know, whatever, and arguing against the truth, we recognize how futile is the attempt. How futile the attempt to argue with truth. I don't know about you, but in my life, several times in my relationship with Jesus, in prayer, you know, it's amazing, the 7 years I had in seminary. All of the time for opportunity, for prayer, all the time for retreat, all the time for difficulty, struggle, the revealing of the truth of myself and my life and all of those kinds of things. There have been times when I felt as if I'm before God and God speaks a truth. And when he speaks, you can't, I'm reminded of the book of Job, where Job is just reduced to silence, of arguing before God, of arguing with the truth. He's just reduced to silence. I think the only reason that the scribes and the Pharisees, the Judeans in this passage continue to argue is because they keep seeing Jesus as a man. And that motivates them to continue to fight and to fight and to fight, to make their point, to try and prove their case. But ultimately, they're arguing with truth. Jesus declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I think we can do a great deal of arguing and debating with God as well. And yet, our disposition, first and foremost, should be one in which we are listening and receiving that truth. We often want to fill, and this time is no different, to fill the silence with noise. The TV, with the internet, with conversations, with anything. We want to fill it with noise. And yet we have a great opportunity in these days, an awesome opportunity to place ourselves before truth. And to allow ourselves to be drawn into that truth, to be verified in that truth, to be known in that truth. It is an invitation to be vulnerable, but to be vulnerable with a good, merciful, and loving God. So, do not be afraid. Amen.